5:16 Central African Time on this beautiful, mashallah, Thursday morning, Yom al-Khamis, on our program, As-Safinatu ila al-Jannah. The 14th of Safar, 1445, which is also the 31st of August, 2023. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riaz Hussein. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 14th of Safar, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 28, Suratul Qasas, verses 67 and 68. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, فَأَمَّا مَنْ تَابَى. And as for the person who repents, repents mean we are ashamed of ourselves, that all the bounties, favors of Almighty Allah recurring, showering upon us, and yet we violated His commandments and His laws, the laws of Almighty Allah, the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We detach ourselves from the vices in which we are involved in immediately. And then the rights of Almighty Allah, we fulfill that, all the outstanding salat, prayer, fast, and so forth. Then hukukul ibad, the rights of creation, Muslim and non-Muslim, must be fulfilled. And then don't go back to those vices and evil and relapse. That is tawbah and repentance in the true sense of the word. فَأَمَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَا. And then his iman, he must increase it, he must enhance it. وَأَمِلَ صَالِحًا. He continues with his good actions. فَأَسَىٰ أَنْ يَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُفْلِحِينَ. Then surely he will be from the successful ones. So it shows what is the recipe and what are the conditions for success, not what we have assumed and presumed. That is not a recipe for success, rather a recipe for this disaster. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala? وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. And your sustainer, Ya Rasool Allah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He creates. He creates whatever He wants to. Human beings, scientists, professors, doctors, all put together cannot even create one single fly. So لَيْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوِ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. So today they say science and technology has reached its peak, but they cannot even explain to us about the ruh and about the soul and the spirit and ensoulment. Remember, giving life, giving death is the sole prerogative of Almighty Allah. Chapter 22, Suratul Hajj, verse number 73. So that is the challenge Almighty Allah is giving the creation and all the scientists, doctors, professors. وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ. Your sustainer, nourisher alone, He creates whatever He wants to. مَا يَشَاءُ. Whatever He wishes. وَيَخْتَارُ. He selects whatever He wants to. He took Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and made him the best of the best of the creation in the entire universe. Made Jumu'ah Friday, tomorrow the Friday, the best day of the week. Laylatul Qadr, the the night of majesty, the night of destiny, the greatest night of the Islamic calendar. The day of Arafat, the ninth of Zulhijjah, the greatest day, remember, for us in the way in our Islamic calendar. So 100 examples you can give like that. Ma kana lahumul khiyara, and they had no choice in it. Did I have a choice? Almighty Allah made me an Indian. Did I have a choice? Almighty Allah made me a South African. So we didn't have choice. Our eyes, our ears, all that, our hair. So all this are the prerogative of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. Fa'alul lima yurid. He does as he pleases. Subhanallah. Everlasting glory, perfection is only for Almighty Allah. Wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala transcends. Allah ta'ala is so sublime. Amma yushrikun. Today people are worshipping idols. People are worshipping people. And Almighty Allah transcends all that. He's so sublime. So whatever they attribute to him, this is his partner, this is his son and daughter, all that is rejected and blasphemous. And people who are sane and mature, and they die with such belief, for them is eternal doom and gloom, eternal Jahannam and the hellfire. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect and preserve our Iman, our Islam, and let us pass away with that Iman and Islam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us go around the world, nationally, locally, internationally, with the news, views and interviews. Gabon, a coup there. So you see, the French are getting kicked out from West Africa. And inshallah, from Africa, after all their oppression, transgression, looting and plundering. Whenever a person speaks to you about French politics, ask him, what are you doing about your 130 years occupation of Algeria? What are you doing about your 75 years occupation, remember, in Tunisia? Why did you loot and plunder the 14 African countries? And you said that they must deposit maximum amount of their money there in the French banks. So the people are fed up with Macron and his cronies and haramis. So one by one, they're kicking them out. Very good. Mali, Niger, and Burkina Faso, now Gabon. And President Bongo is seeing bongles, remember, there, daytime and nighttime. He's under house arrest. Florida, remember that the hurricane is hitting them, Eladia, or whatever the name is. And after hitting and striking that Florida, then Georgia, now it's in South Carolina. And remember, millions of people will not have power. Millions of people will not have water. And there'll be huge, huge problems. And the water, remember, is increasing some places. And the winds, the velocity and speed is increasing. Remember, O Muslim of South Africa, this is wajib, compulsory upon you. You have to sign the petition today. If you haven't done so, today is the last day, 31st of August. So remember that we have placed everything on our websites. Go to my personal website, inshallah, Mufti, MuftiAkhoosen, and .net, or Markaz Sahaba, MarkazSahaba.com, or DarulEman.com, DarulEman.com. And on all three websites you will find the petition, how to go by it and so forth, and fill it in, what steps to take of Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal, or the second one of the Majlisul Ulama, or the third one of Wifaqul Ulama. So all are there, so you fill in all, very good. Minimum at least fill in one, remember that, and get your women folk, children, all of them involved. They want to lock us up. They say that we, 80%, 90%, are not marriage officers that are registered, so they want to lock us up for 5 years or impose a fine also. So we reject that totally with the contempt it deserves. Australia in October want to have a referendum for the indigenous, the aborigines, but they're still going to discuss it. This is what the white man has done. If you study Australia, we've been there. I met the aborigines when we go to New Zealand. So we've been there thrice and we met the Maoris and remember that they stole and occupied their lands. You go to America and you see there we've been there twice and you see they stole and they occupied the land of the natives and the local indigenous. You go to Palestine, occupied Palestine, the Jutlas, Haramis, the most despised, hated people on earth and cursed nation, for 75 years are occupying the land. So that is what they do. Lithuania has summoned the Vatican's ambassador. They said that the Pope made some statements in favor of Russia and they taking great exception to it. Remember that. So India is very worried in September. Tomorrow is September. So first remember, and they're going to have the G20 summit day in Delhi. We've been to India 6-7 times. So what will you find in India? You will find so many monkeys running around. You will find so many rats running around. So this will be a huge, huge embarrassment. And you know, some of, I don't say all, but some of the Hindus, they worship these rats and these monkeys and what and so forth, so they can't even just shoot them and kill them and so forth. So now they're trying some new tactics so that the G20 don't have some monkey business going on. You must remember that. This one is cause for concern for all of us. I don't know if you were awake last night, Maulana Arafat. Mm-hmm. Between 10:30, 10:35, I was wide awake. And there was an earth tremor here in Lanesia. There was an earth tremor here in Azadville. There was an earth tremor here in Rudiput. So we better wake up. Allah Jalla Wala is giving us samples, example. In 1 second, I can destroy you to pieces and totally decimate you. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64. Beg Almighty Allah for His mercy always. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ Ya Allah, include us in your special, special mercy. Whilst you, Allah alone, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Last night I read Isha Salat, I went to Darul Zakaria, came back, read Isha here in the Khanka. Thereafter we are coming out, I met Dr. Ahmed Qasim, he's my family also, Alhamdulillah, and we discussed matters of bilateral importance. And when I came out, it was 8:30, and I looked up, and I saw the moon, the blue moon. It was something special last night. Wonder, ponder, reflect in the creation of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Our Palestinians, our Mujahideen, is their sacred duty to dispatch the Jutla straight to hell or to injure them and wound them. So mashallah, there was a 14-year-old youngster and he stabbed a lady, that is what they say, Israeli Jutli. And remember that the Israeli Apartheid Defense Force police murdered and martyred him. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. Then today's Haaretz, I just looked at it before I came down. So remember that one officer, 3 Israelis wounded in the West Bank. Come more and more Jutlas. Eh, Ben Gwe, you donkey. Eh, Smotrich, you donkey. So send more and more people. We will take care of them. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Bibi does not care how many Palestinians die, so we will teach them a lesson. Biden humiliated Zelensky in 2021 when they met. And he said that this guy is a comedian wasting my time. But today they want to use them for their proxy war. But remember, Putin is putting them right in their right places. So the kamikaze drones going in from Russia into Ukraine, they don't know how to solve that problem. 59% of India, the population, and you know they have the largest population in the world now, so they're backing Putin. Now look at the haramis, the murtads, the traitors, the Saudis. The Saudis say now we will start giving aid to the Palestinians. Now they will start giving aid. Why? They want to pave the way for normalization with the rogue apartheid Nazi terrorist regime of Israel. Shame on you, Saudis. Shame on you, MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan Harami. Tomorrow the khutbah will be delivered, the sermon by Sheikh Faisal al-Ghazawi. No imam in Makkah, Medina is allowed to make dua and supplicate against the Jews. That is your Saudi Arabia, kafir Kufar government. Allahumma alayka bil Yahudi zalimin. That also they can't say. Allah must punish the jutlas there.
Ameen.
The European banks are losing the clients' deposits. You see what's happening? That they're experiencing a meltdown there. See how they deceive the people in the West. Now they put big, big adverts on their TV, in their media, Burger King and others. But that burger seems much bigger than the actual burger, and that is how they deceive the people. Another company, you must remember, they used to sell, you must remember, their coffee and so forth. Then they used to say small, then medium, then large. So one bright spark said, let me order one small, then one medium, then one large. And then he measured it, and he found it all the same. See how they deceive the people. That is your capitalism, that is your secularism, your haramis they are. And China, Jing Ping Ping Pong, he says that more pressure must be applied, remember, against the Muslims in Xinjiang province. None of them are our friends, they're all our enemies. Iran has made a wonderful statement. I hope they can implement it. The foreign minister of Iran, they pakka Shias kuffar out of the fold of Islam. So their foreign minister is in Syria, Bashar Assad non-Muslim, Iranian government non-Muslim, but remember they want to strike a deal, and they're warning Israel, if you strike Syria again, you strike our people there, then we will retaliate. It will be good if they can do that. Listen to the Minister of Finance of apartheid Israel. He says that, oh America, take back all your billions you gave us. You know what you call this? Nimak haram. What is nimak haram? That sam min kalbak ya'kulka. You have a small puppy, then it grows up, then it becomes an Alsatian and a bulldog, then he wants to eat you up. You haramis, you could not survive without America, and now you got a big jaw. But anyway, very soon, inshallah, they all will fall. And remember that there's a janaza, very sad news, of our Hafiz, Muhammad Uwais Isa. He passes away in a tragic accident. His children have become yatim and orphans. Wife has become widowed. May all, and now will be janaza, 5:45 at Masjidul Hilal. We make dua for the marhum, Hafiz Muhammad Uwais Isa. Allah Jalla wala grant him Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Allah Ta'ala grant his family sabr jameel. May all, may Allah make our khatima on Iman and Islam, and our ending on Islam. Inshallah, 8:30 to 9 today, Brother Abu Bakr Rawat with Mona Zahid. 11 to 12 today, Mona Zahid Khan and myself will be discussing Medina, Masjidun Nabawi. Those of you going for Umrah, you should listen and so forth. And then 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran, inshallah, Aziz.
Well, it's exactly now 5:34 a.m. South African time. We have breaking news, Ustad. There's a sister who wants to accept and who wants to convert to Islam. Her name is Sister Alicia. She has chosen the name Akila, Ustad, and she is listening to you right now. So over to you, Ustad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
MashaAllah, my sister Alicia. So you chose the name Aqila. So let me give you both names. You know there is a messenger, and that messenger and prophet is Nabi Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam, Zacharias. And remember, his wife's name was Alicia. And remember, both of them were old, but they cried to Almighty Allah. Chapter 21, verse 89. Rabbi la tazarni farda wa anta khairul warithin. Ya Allah, don't leave us alone. Ya Allah, grant us an heir. And Almighty Allah bless them with Yahya alayhi salam. They call John the Baptist in English and Christianity and so forth. And Almighty Allah speaks of her. You must remember that. Wa aslahna lahu zawja. So you, my sister Alicia, you should look at the story of Zacharias and Alicia and Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam, and that is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 21, verses 89 and 90. But now you chose the name Aqila. Aqila means very, very intelligent. You will use your intelligence and intellect for Islam and become the ambassador of Islam. Inshallah, we will send out the clip. My brother Junaid Mutta will have prepared it with the podcast. Now read with me, my sister Aqila. Ashhadu, ashhadu, Allah, Allah, ilaha, ilaha, illallahu, illallahu, wa ashhadu, anna, anna, Muhammadan, Muhammadan, abduhu, abduhu, wa rasuluh, wa rasuluh. MashaAllah, you're a Muslimah, you must sign an affidavit. Anything happens to you, you pass away, so then you must be buried according to the Muslim rules and laws, and you must keep contact with our sisters there in Durban or wherever you are. And you know, you get the women who do ta'aleem, and they have every week, every day some classes, so you should join them inshallah, and they will assist you along, my sister. So let us read the translation now, and inshallah you repeat it after me. I bear witness that truly there is none worthy of worship. There is none worthy of worship but Almighty Allah, but Almighty Allah. And I also bear witness, and I also bear witness that the Prophet Muhammad, that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, peace be upon him, was, is, will always be, was, is, will always be the last and the final, the last and the final messenger and prophet of Almighty Allah. So mashallah, you are Muslim. We make dua, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. Allahumma thabbitna lil iman wa amitna lil iman wa ahshurna yawm al qiyamati al iman. Ya Allah, keep us all steadfast. Ameen. Reward our sister Aqila, and inshallah she becomes a true ambassador of Islam. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbul Alameen.
Ameen, 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 summa ameen. I see brother Ibrahim Anderson says, welcome to the true religion of Allah, sister Aqila, Ustad.
MashaAllah, brother Ibrahim Anderson is our roving ambassador, and MashaAllah, hundreds of people have embraced Islam on his hand. So Almighty Allah reward him as well, our brother Ibrahim Anderson, our sister Aqila, and all our reverts and everybody else who have entered into the fold of Islam.
Sister Ranel wants to know, Ustad, is Gaza occupied under the international law? Sister Ranel, Ustad.
It's a violation of international law, and Israel is that country, Harami, and remember, super terrorists, Hitler's children, that they violated the United Nations resolutions the most compared to any country in the world. You can just go to the website and see. For 17 years, you must remember that Ariel Sharon, Ari, you know Ari, so the war criminal, the butcher of Beirut, out. He said, I will pull out from Gaza and then they will have their freedom. But this is to dupe and beguile and deceive the world. If you look at the land, so they still control it. You look at the air, they still control it. You look at the sea and the ocean, they still control it. They can just come anytime and just start a war, because you must remember, this is their practicing station, Palestinian laboratory. You know that book? Go read about that, my sister. So it has violated every resolution. That's why Israel gets away with it, because Uncle Sam is there and it vetoes the resolutions against them. So both of them are super terrorists. Therefore, if somebody is attacked in Israel, a Jutla or a Jutli, a Jew or a Jewess, and dispatched to hell, we have no sympathy, empathy for them. Similarly, when punishments come to America and they get flooded, they die, we have no sympathy, empathy for them, because you have murdered our people for the past 75 years in Palestine, and you have murdered millions of people there in Afghanistan and in Iraq and in Syria and Libya and Vietnam and so many other places. So therefore, you must know all these things, my sister Renel.
So how did Israel become a wealthy country? Is a key, Ustad.
Remember, it's not a wealthy country, it's a pauper country. Therefore, so many people, one third of the secularists, the professors, doctors are leaving and so forth. So they became rich because of the Arab countries supporting them, America supporting them, the Jutlas and the Jews in the diaspora supporting them. Otherwise, Quran says, وَدُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الذِّلَّةُ وَالْمَسْكَنَةُ. You see, my brother Ezekiel, and you must read the Bible, Ezekiel, and look for the two adulterous sisters, the subheading, and you will find what the Bible says. It's pornography, according to South African Census Board under apartheid. So Ezekiel, you must remember, when you take a 2 rand coin, 5 rand coin, you see it is stamped, it's written there some things. So Allah has stamped upon the Jutlas, disgraced, and they will be humiliated. And Almighty Allah said, well, maskana. Always they will be paupers. So they will have to hand out, they will have to stretch their hands, give us support, give us this, give us this. So what you think they want support from the Arab countries? Normalization means that these idiots in the Arab countries, fools, can't they see what's happening to the Palestinians? They think that Israel and them will do trade and so forth, but they don't know Israel will stab each one of them in their back and so forth. So it can never be a rich country. There'll be rich individuals, but always Allah Ta'ala says, chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah will always appoint somebody, Muslim, non-Muslim, to punish them till the day of justice.
Somebody says, good morning to you, sir. My name is Delphinia. I want to know, is Mother Mary a goddess if her husband is God? Just like how you get a king and a queen. Ustad, Sister Delphinia.
My sister, I'm asking you one question. When you say God, Almighty Allah, and then you're going to say Mary, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. This is the highest form of blasphemy. You say Mary is the wife of God. So what are you trying to say? You are trying to say that God Almighty Allah requires a wife, and then Jesus is the son of that union. So before Mary was born, so what happened to God? What happened to the husband? What happened to the wife? So you see the foolishness of that argument there. So you must remember, in Islam we reject it totally with the contempt it deserves, and we say that you, my sister, you must read chapter 19, Surah Maryam, the chapter on Mary. And Mary, Maryam means Abida, the worshipper of Almighty Allah. And my sister Delphina, you must read chapter 112 of the Noble Quran. It's just 4 verses. The third, the last chapter, I read for you. Kul huwallahu ahad. Say, Ya Rasul, Rasulullah, O Prophet, peace be upon you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He, Almighty Allah, is one alone and unique. Allahu Samad, totally independent. He does not need anybody, any creation, any time, any place. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. He's not the father of anyone. He's not the child of anyone. That he does not have any associates and partners. Wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. And remember that he, Almighty Allah, none are equal to him in any way, in any part of the world, in the universe. No one is on par with Almighty Allah. He is unique in every aspect, in every respect. For us to think about it, that Almighty Allah has a wife, has a child, has a son, daughter, remember, we reject it with the contempt it deserves.
I've got a sister, you will start from Lanija, she's listening to you. She says, Mufti Saab, I stay right behind the engine garage. I don't know if Mufti Saab heard about the bombing of the ATM. How do we stop this crime, Ustad?
So you must remember, you can't stop the crime. Yesterday in Cape Town, you must remember, the EFF, their three members got killed. Cold-blooded murder. What happened was, this is the incident. This happened yesterday in Cape Town. What happened in Engine Garage was yesterday morning. So in the evening or so, remember that, they were now going to target a drug dealer. You know, you got these drug gangs and all that in Cape Town and other parts of South Africa. So the drug guys understood that these guys are coming for them. So before they could go to them, they got their henchmen and took these three guys out and murdered them. End of the story. The problem with South Africa is this, and I told you this, my sister, 100 times, is your constitution, which the fools and the idiots were saying is the best constitution in the world. Well, what good is that constitution that is only based on human rights and does not have any divine rights and so forth? A guy says, let me rather commit murder, rape and so forth. Very good, I'll go sit in jail. I'll get 3 meals a day. I'll get TV. I'll get Wi-Fi. I'll get internet. What he doesn't have in his house, he got there. And this they call human rights. So now your government is such, it is more sympathetic to the criminals than to the victims. So the innocent people doesn't. You pull a gun and shoot a guy who wants to come into your house, they will ask you 100 questions and they'll ask him 10 questions. So that is your problem today. Remember these things. Yeah. So fallahu khairun hafidha wa huwa arhamur rahimin. Almighty Allah alone is our best protector, and he, Almighty Allah alone, he was, he is, he will always be the most merciful one to show mercy. You have to change your constitution, reinstate the death penalty, and the people have to respect the law. South African law is a joke, you must remember that. Yesterday I was coming back, you understand, from the Alum Zakaria. So I see the police were there. So we all just started slowing down. So I stopped, I opened my window. He said, Chief, you carry on, Chief. You carry on, Chief. Amba Chief. So I said, no, fine, we go. I'm a chief. You understand? I'm telling you that. It became a joke, you must remember.
Allahu Akbar. Somebody says, I would like to remain anonymous, Ustad. Why is Iran so afraid of Israel, Ustad?
So Iran is the only country, you must remember, I have problems with both countries. I visited Iran in 2013 and visited occupied Palestine 5 times. We don't say Israel. We don't recognize Israel. We say Israel Haramis. Remember that. And the cursed nation. So remember that Iran is the only nation that is giving arms and ammunition right to Hamas and so forth. So remember that both of them know if they attack one another, they will blow up one another. Remember that. The whole Middle East, remove Israel from the equation, the people who have the best arms and ammunition in the entire Middle East is Iran. Not these hopeless Arab countries, good for nothing, buy soccer players and buy this team and buy this team and buy this prostitution and this and prostitute and so forth. So remember that they are ones who are investing millions and billions in their army and defense. But you know, Israel is not alone. They have America, they have Europe, they have all these countries. So Israel will not attack Iran, and Iran will not attack Israel directly. They'll play outside, but not inside. Because why? Both are enemies of Islam. They will have saber rattling. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.